cloth.
Flour sack. Mm-hmm. Used to come, always sugar, all flour came in cloth sacks.
And what about a larger thing like this?
Crocker bag.
All right. Any other words for that you have?
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't call it, here they don't call it a burlap bag.
Well, yes, but we did say crocker sack as a chime mold, but I know burlap, of course, is similar.
What about a gunny sack?
Yeah. I've heard that too, but I wouldn't. That
never
wouldn't use my vocabulary.
Right. Do you have a term for if you lived in the country and you were going to take corn to the mill, but you didn't take a whole wagon load? You just take a part of a load.
A bushel. Basket.
What about if it maybe, I'm not sure, could be more than that, and you mean just not a whole load, but
a half load?
A half load, all right. Mm-hmm. Have you, the term a turn of corn, a turn of meal?
I wouldn't know what that means.
All right. What about if you have a load, no, I didn't do that one right. If you're carrying wood in your arms, you say how much?
Arm full, arm load.
Either of those, you'd use those interchangeably.
Right.
And the thing that you put into the light that you screw into a lamp, for example, is a
light bulb.
And if you take clothes out, if they've been washed and somebody carries them out to the line to hang them up, you carry them in a
hamper, or clothes basket.
All right. And then that smaller sized, the thing smaller than a barrel, you sir, have already said, was a keg. You said you used a little keg. And the band that holds the wooden staves on a keg is, these are called?
The wooden things are the staves and the, pardon me, the others are the metal bands.
Do you have another word for them? Oh, a child, we used to see pictures of children with the
hoop. Hoop is right. I remember.
And if you have a bottle or a jug, the thing you put in the top of it to stop it, to keep it from running out.
Well, you'd put it.